It is 8:43 on a Wednesday morning with the Musers. We're in San Francisco covering Super Bowl 60. We're on Radio Row here at the Convention Center downtown. And there are about 150 radio stations here, tables set up in this giant conference center hall. And George has decided to take out the wireless mic, and maybe we can eavesdrop on some of these shows from around the country. George, come in.
Yeah, you got me okay?
We got you.
Okay. A lot of action today, a lot more radio stations and podcasters that are here in Radio Row. And, man, there's all sorts. Pat McAfee's about to crank up at ESPN. Let's see. 107 The Bone rocks the Bay. It's just right over here to the left, and I think I hear a familiar voice down the way here. Listen who it is.
Oh, welcome no.
The Guy Sports guy.
Guy Sports. Real name. Not a fake name. Not a fake name. That's sports with two T's. That's how you know it's real. Thanks to our guest from last hour. Boy, that was great stuff. It really was. Bob Stern, thank you for coming on.
Really good. What went on with him?
I loved hearing why he thinks the woman who accused Brett Favre should be thrown in jail for the crime of what Bob called sullying a football god. It was quite a rant he went on. We are here at another Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl 60. Can you believe it? We've made it to Super Bowl 60, and we've covered it here for the past 26 years. And over time, an important close observation, I am now prepared to report to you, dear listener, that this reporter believes that this event is the biggest in the NFL calendar year. Challenge me on it. Challenge me on it. The telephone number, 888-999-SPORTS. That's with two T's, sports with two T's. 888-99-SINGLE-9-SPORTS with two T's. Also, since it's a Super Bowl, I need to give you an unveiling of our question of this year's Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl 60 question of the Super Bowl.
Very good.
It is this, and it is as follows. Do you think it's time for Pete Rose to get into the Hall of Fame? 888-999-SPORTS. 888
Always doing that question.
888-999-SPORTS, then add sports. That's the number for you to sound off, America. You drive this bus. It's not about me. It's about your opinions. Also, other questions of the week. Are you going to watch the game? 888-999-SPORTS. Also, if you are going to watch the game, Emmett or Barry, which one would you take to build a team from scratch? I personally think that these guys are getting a little too old to start a team with. I would probably go with Jonathan Taylor or Derrick Henry, but you're the captain of this talk ship, so let us know what you think. All right, I'm now going to give you our weekly update on our search. Go ahead and hit the sounder there, Josh.
We still got Josh.
Of course, this is always sponsored by Nathan's Television Set Company. Nathan's Television Set Company. Thinking about expanding to two locations across the greater Racine, Wisconsin area. All right. As we do, we update you every week. We've been doing this for the past 23 years. We are efforting to find Preston Munchington.
You say 23 years?
And tell him that someone was impersonating him back in 2003 at a Super Bowl. We have not found Preston Munchington. We have looked everywhere. I have personally looked through every city directory and every library across America multiple times, and we have not found Preston Munchington. And we don't know why yet, but we have spent well over $1 million on... What's that, Josh? Well, yes, I guess I never thought about that. I guess it could be a fake name. It hadn't occurred to me that someone was using a fake name back then. Though that changes things quite a bit. I got to be honest, it's going to throw me for a loop. We'll be back in just a moment here on the National Radio Network with Guy Sports.
I can talk to him.
Yeah, say something.
Josh, hey, Guy.
Josh, hold on just a second. Josh, what live spot do we have? Is it Orica Tom the Bright? No? Well, can we move Daisy Dips? Okay, yes, go ahead and move Daisy Dips. I got a guy here that's waiting for me to talk to me, and then I also need to respond to this text from Edward. He's ragging on Tim Kalishaw again on text here.
Okay, here's my chance.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, guy, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes, sir. What is it?
Well, first of all, I think I may know who the real Preston Munchington is, or that's how you say his name.
You hold on just a moment, sir. Josh, Josh, stand by for information. I have a gentleman here who says he knows who Preston Munchinson really is.
Okay, so the whole Preston thing.
Yeah.
I think it is a fake name, and it's really Corby from The Ticket in Dallas.
That stupid little punk from that stupid little punk station.
Yeah.
The worst radio station that God has ever allowed.
Oh, come
face.
On.
You shut up. You listen to me.
It's just the radio.
You're not going to get anywhere in this business being a punk and a smartass, so you listen to me, okay?
I have been
broadcasting successfully in Racine, Wisconsin, and Bullhead City.
That's impressive.
Forever, since before you were probably even born.
Well, I don't know.
Okay?
We're about the same age.
If it truly is the so-called guy from The Ticket, what'd you say his name was, Corby?
Corby. Corby Davidson.
Corby Davidson. Corby Davidson, do you have access to his email?
Well, yeah, I do, sure.
Okay, you tell him that Guy Sports, and that's with two T's, is coming for him, and he's not going to get away with this any longer.
Okay.
For 23 years, I've been searching for this gentleman, and now I found him, and I'm going to, and excuse the language, nail his buttocks.
Well, you know, I work at The Ticket with Corby.
Get off!
Oh, okay, easy on the microphone! Easy on the microphone!
Oh, no!
Every year we set him off.
It was terrible.
Well, there you go. Some sounds from Radio Row and Guy Sports.
Thank you, George. It never ends well
no,
with Guy Sports.
It doesn't.
All right, thank you for your courage.